إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, of the last few days I've been getting questions about the proposal of the government to introduce the FRDI bill, the bail-in bill. Joint Parliamentary Committee is listening to it, and in the next session of the parliament they want to pass it. So effectively, if this bill comes into force and becomes law, then it means that when banks are in trouble, they will have the legal authority to swallow your money. They won't actually swallow it, but they will effectively swallow it, because they can forcibly put your savings into fixed deposits for up to 5 years, and so your liquidity goes to practically to zero. And so obviously there is concern among the people, and so I have been getting questions about this. This further reminder is not about the FRDI, but about these questions to say what will happen to us. Yesterday one of my brothers, he said, khane ko khana nahi rahega na saab bole. Mere ko bahut dil ko baat lagi. Main bola khilane wale sath Allah ki hai. Allah khilata hai. This government or any government, sijda kisko kare hai? Bisaba used to say that if the earth becomes iron, and the agriculturists, farmers, so they spoke in farming terms, they used to say, if the earth becomes iron and if the sky becomes copper, we have no doubt that Allah will still feed us. Now, this is the meaning of Islam. Islam means to free ourselves from all stress related to risk. Now, there is a book of mine on this. It's called Risk Obtained or Ordained. The book is there on Amazon, and it's there on all kinds of free sites. There's also a series of lectures on risk, which is called the same thing, Risk Ordained or Obtained. So please read the book and see the lectures. So today I'm not going to go into the details of that, but very quickly, in order to allay the fears. First and foremost, any time such a fear comes into our hearts, we must make tawbah. Because it means that this is an indication that something is wrong with our iman. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq, how can anybody stop what is meant for you? This is from shaitan. All of these doubts and all of these fears are from shaitan. Nobody, no human being, no creature can stop what is written for you, and nobody can give you what is not written for you. This is our aqeedah, this is our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, say, it is my Rabb who increases provision or who restricts it. Yabsutu rizqa liman yasha, increases provision as he wishes, wa yaqdir, and restricts it, walakin akthar an-nasi la ya'lamun, but most people do not know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaqu zul quwwati al-matin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly and surely, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is ar-razzaq. Who is the one who gives risk? Who is ar-razzaq? There is no one other than him. Zul quwwati al-matin, and he gives it by his power and his qudrat. I remind myself anew that it is very, very important for us to remember this. Because shaitan always plays these games. And he, there are many, many ayats in the Quran. I don't want to take more time by reciting all those, and I've already mentioned all of those in the book and the lectures, so listen to that. There are many ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this. Allah says, shaitan gives you or tries to frighten you with faqr, with becoming a faqir, with becoming poor, with poverty. Tries to threaten you with poverty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you maghfira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness. Now, two things to understand. One is, what is risk? Risk is not money. Or rather, not money alone. It is money also. But risk is every single requirement that we have in order to stay alive. So the air we breathe is risk, our food is risk, water is risk, money is risk, our akhlaq are risk. The fact that we prayed Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in this masjid, this is our risk. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this risk. If Allah had not given us this risk, this would have been a far greater deprivation than any number of FRDI bills. To lose one Salatul Fajr in the masjid is worse than any kind of restriction that may come. And this is not my fatwa, I'm not saying this out of some aqidat or something. This is what Rasulullah said. And what did he say? Rasulullah said that the two rakat of sunnah of Fajr, he's not talking about the fard. And as you know, the reward of fard is more than that of sunnah. And the reward of fard in the masjid by jama'ah is 27 times the reward of the salah. He's not talking about all that. He's talking about just the two rakat of sunnah of Salatul Fajr, which you may pray in the masjid or you may pray at home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these two rakat of sunnah of Salatul Fajr is better than, he's not saying it's equal to, he says it is better than this entire earth and all that it contains. These two rakat of sunnah. Two rakat of sunnah of Fajr is better than, not equal to, better than this entire earth and everything it contains. What is inside the earth, what is inside the ocean, what is on top of the earth, all the hukumat, all the iqtidar, all the power and the glory and the majesty and the kingdom and what not which we may think for ourselves, all the wealth and the health and the and influence and power and authority, you name it, whatever, all of that put together. From the day this earth started to the day it ends, because it contains means what? Everything, everything, everything. All of this put together is not equal. It is not equal to two rakat of sunnah of Fajr. So what do you say about the fard of Fajr? And what do you say about the fard of Fajr which is prayed in Jama'ah in the masjid? That is what Allah gave us. Issue is, do we have the idrak of this? Do we have the awareness of this? Do we feel that? That is the meaning of risk. Right? Now, what is it that increases risk? What is it that gives us sustenance and protects that sustenance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah said, the one who has taqwa, Allah will extract him from his difficulties. This is risk, because if you are in a difficulty, you need something there, whether it is a difficulty of financial kind or any other kind, you need something there. What is it that will extract you from that? Not a meeting with the chief minister, prime minister, president, king, queen, or taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and he will provide that person risk, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, from sources that he could not even imagine. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will become sufficient for that person. Allah is not saying Allah will give him what he needs. No, Allah said Allah will become sufficient for him. This is the meaning of risk. So how can we protect ourselves, and how can we ensure that we don't get stuck in problems, and how can we ensure that we get risk, and how can we ensure that this increases and it is enough, alhamdulillah, for us. And the beauty is that if we get risk in this way, inshallah al-musta'an, there is no hisab on this. Because this is gift from Allah Ta'ala. This is from a gift from Allah. Allah will not ask you about your gift, about His gifts. His gift obviously has to be halal. So what must we do? Taqwa and tawakkul. Taqwa and tawakkul. Have taqwa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result of taqwa is tawakkul, which is to have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu alone. So all this, I'm not saying don't do anything about it. Obviously, you must ensure that this bill is not passed. You must ensure that make all the effort to make sure that this absolutely evil kind of a law doesn't become a law, and that it is that does not mean saying this doesn't mean we sit here. No, you do what you have to do, but don't stress yourself out and don't get heart attacks in the process, because none of that will affect us, right? But by all means, we make effort. Now, why do we make effort? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, also He said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that for a human being is only that which he works for. There is nothing more than what he works for. This applies also to the akhirah. This applies to what he will get on the day of judgment, and so on and so forth. And inshallah, this also applies to this dunya. Now, for example, you might say, well, if it is written for me, then why do I need to work for it? You need to work for it because what has been written for you may be that you will get what you worked for. So therefore, that is also written for you. So you make effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this alamul asbab, He made this the world of means, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to use the means. So whatever Allah has given us, we do our work to the best of our ability. That is important. Focus on what is the quality of my delivery. Don't worry about what will I get for it. Whatever you need to quote for it, whatever you need to price your product, by all means do that. But make sure the product is of a quality that the customer is happy to pay for. Yeah? So use this in any sense. It doesn't necessarily apply only to selling things. So the point is that we make the effort. We make the effort to the best of our ability because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that ability. We make the effort because your effort and your product is your signature. This is your stamp. This is who you are. This is the signature of a Muslim. So therefore, this is also a reflection on Islam and Muslims and on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make sure that you, by your laziness or by your lack of quality or by your lackadaisical about it, that a bad name does not come onto Islam. People should not be in a position to say, look at this work, this thing has been done by a Muslim, these Muslims are like this. No. Make sure that the work is of such a standard that you give a good name to yourself and you give a good name to Muslims and to Islam. Alhamdulillah. Beyond this, no need to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides. What Allah has written for you will come to you. What Allah has not written for you will not come to you. Don't worry about it. Don't lower yourself and don't lower your iman to a point where you are worried about food and so on and so forth. Well, I always tell people, this is a nasty way of putting it. I ask people, have you ever seen a thin pig? You've never seen a thin pig, right? All pigs are fat. Now think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for nothing, a pig is haram to eat, but the pig itself is an animal, Allah created it. So the point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He created, He provides for. And He provides whatever that thing needs, whether it's an animal, whether it's a human being, whoever it is. So don't lower yourself to that level, which is even below the level of animals, because they don't worry about food. They wake up in the morning. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, the bird wakes up in the morning, goes out of its nest and comes back with an empty belly and comes back with a full belly. So important thing to remember is, the food of the bird does not come in the nest. The bird leaves the nest. But the bird doesn't leave the nest stressed out and worried about what will happen. It goes, it does what it's supposed to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides it what has been written for it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free our hearts from all forms of stress and needless foolishness, and to help us to focus on what is important and what is real protection for us in this world and the akhirah, and what will open the doors of risk in a way where we cannot even imagine, which is taqwa and tawakkul. Have taqwa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensure that we do not do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure we fulfill the faraid, earn halal, eat halal, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more than you can imagine. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحمن.